Defo and Loggies Blackout Challenge.
It was really fun when I made you do your belt blackout challenge earlier in the week. When it came to me, though, yeah, I was a bit nervous.
A wee bit nervous. You're absolutely beside yourself. Look, if you're not familiar with the blackout challenge concept, we get completely blindfolded up. We have headphones on, playing music, so our senses are completely mute. We've got nothing going on. The blindfold, the headphones come off, and we're put into an awkward situation in which we have to react.
Now, I've never been in the beauty industry. I've never had a job. Don't really like touching people.
Yep.
When the blindfold came off, I was a massage therapist, and there was a person nude lying on a table.
Emily, a woman you have never met before. I took the goggles, the headphones off you. I left, and I went and watched your massage from a little monitor in another room. This is what went down.
She's full wigging out. This is great. I've never seen her like this. Okay. Take the blindfold off. Have fun. Back soon.
What we might do first is, how about I'll give you this just to warm you up.
This is already the most awkward massage I've ever seen. She's just rubbing her with a towel.
Does that feel nice?
It's alright.
Okay. You're not here for any waxing today at all, are you?
No.
Okay, beautiful. Oh, there's oil. Do we like oil?
Just a little bit.
Just a wee bit of oil, okay.
She is slurping the baby oil on like it's fudge on a sundae.
Is that soothing? Oh, it's weird, okay. Am I the one that's the weird, or is it like hands it too cold, or?
The oil.
The oil, okay, the oil's weird. We're taking off the oil. Ooh, we've got, what do we have in here?
Okay, she's going into a bain-marie that's full of hot stones. Knowing Loggy, she's actually looking for the pasta dishes and the meat.
Oh, there's hot stones in there, okay.
This is the worst massage ever.
Ooh, yeah, what do we got here? Oh, that's your rump, is it? We won't go near the rump, unless you want me to go near the rump. I'm happy to go there. We liking this?
Push a bit harder,
maybe. Oh, you like it hard, do you? Okay.
Yeah, that's actually quite
nice. Oh, there we go. Winning.
Weren't you getting confident?
It makes my skin crawl just remembering it because it was very, very bad.
My skin was crawling just watching it on the little monitor. We let this circus go on for about 15 or 20 minutes. So then I've walked on in with the camera crew and stuff. This is how that went.
How's it going?
Emily's very relaxed.
Emily, how's it going down there, mate?
It's one of the more unique massages I've ever gotten.
Unique, good.
I mean, I don't want to be rude.
So, yeah, good.
I've been watching on a camera out there. One of the most awkward things I've ever seen, guys. You're a very patient woman, Emily. Thank you.
No worries.
Thank you.
What the hell, man?
I think I've won this challenge, just quietly.
Drawing a longbow there.
Very longbow. I was trying to remain positive. Let's just say that I don't think I'll be getting any bookings for Loggy's massage.
Soon. Couldn't agree more.
Mate, you had a rip-roaring day yesterday.
She was a biggin.
Well, it seems that way at least. You've decided to rate some stuff.
I love apples. You often witness this. I crunch down an apple every single day of the year, 365 days a year.
Keeps your skin glowing.
Love an apple, mid-morning snack. And I don't know, I just sat down yesterday and I decided to rate my apples from my most favourite apple to my least favourite apple.
Why? Do you think there's a market for it? Or you just wanted to rate it yourself, have it written down and just...
To be honest, like, I didn't even really, like, no thought had to go into this. I've got, like, for me, I've got a clear favourite apple. You know, there's a clear second, there's a clear third, there's a clear fourth, there's a clear fifth. I've gone for the big five apples.
Okay, the big five.
You'll get at any Coles or any Woolies.
Yeah.
So, in order from my favourite apple to my least favourite apple, they are. You ready for this? Get some music going. My favourite apple is by far the Royal Gala. So, well done, Royal Gala. You've taken it out. Just a good middle of the range apple. Not too tart, not too sour, not too sweet. Love the Royal Gala. My second favorite apple is the Pink Lady, followed by the Fuji, coming in at number three. My fourth favorite apple is the Red Delicious.
Boo!
And taking out the last spot, my least favorite apple out of the big five is the Granny Smith, the green one.
Hang on, no.
Not a fan of the Granny Smith.
No. So you've gone all the red variety and you're putting down the green variety.
It's too sour.
Mate, Granny Smith is number one. Number one. Numero uno. Definitely.
Are you
serious? I'm telling you.
That awful cattle feed, pig food Granny
what?
Smith. I never buy Granny Smith.
Mate, it's Granny Smith or nothing. Are
I
you
buy
serious?
Because Matilda eats them occasionally, but no. Nah. Never, ever,
I'm telling
ever
you,
eat Granny
Smith. Smith is number one. Granny Smith. So many people would agree with me. What?
13, 12, 16.
Oh, okay. Yep. Let's take it the phones.
What's the best apple? Is it the Royal Gala? Now, my fave. Is it what old Tasteless Log over there?
Tasteless?
Is it what her favourite is, the Granny Smith?
It's a sour flavour dream. It's like riding a rainbow every time you have a bite of a Granny
Smith. Did
you
like the sour lollies as a kid?
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. I'm all over it.
13, but 12, 16.
People are pretty staunch, though, aren't they? It's like you've got a favourite apple, you stick to that apple.
Yeah,
and I'm telling you, it's Granny Smith.
If you got a fave, you got a fave. Is it the Royal Gala? Is it the Granny Smith? Or do you want to throw a spanner in the works and throw the Pink Lady, the Fuji, or the Red Delicious?
No one's saying Red Delicious, I'll tell you that much.
Best apple. Hot FM, Cliffo, and Loggy. Granny Smith suck. Suck!
Red Delicious sucks.
Suck! You suck.
Yeah, you suck. You love to have fun, Cliffo. You are the funnest guy I know, and such is your fun that you've decided to go home yesterday and rate your favourite apples.
I know you're being condescending
five.
Right now. I know
no,
you're being,
I'm being
sarcastic.
No, I'm not.
Okay, I did rate my apples. It was a weird thing to do, but coming in at number one was the Royal Gala. Well done, Royal Gala. Followed by the Pink Lady, Fuji, Red Delicious, Bird. Granny Smith coming in last. I hate Granny Smith.
And I said, I'll stop you right there. Granny Smith is awesome. I'm telling you. No question about it. Granny Smith.
Got to put it to the people because clearly we're not going to get a resolution between the two of us clowns. Mm-hmm. Tom on 13, 12, 16, mate. What's the best apple?
Mate, Pink Lady. It's got to be Pink Lady.
What do you reckon of the Granny Smith?
Not really a fan.
Oh,
it's the same as Flippo.
Yeah, mate, they're too sour. They're too tart.
Pink Lady is okay. I'll give you Pink Lady, but for me, it's all about the Granny Smith.
Tom, you've obviously got a sweet tooth, mate.
I do, actually. I've got to go to the dentist tonight, too. So.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Too many Pink Ladies. Hey, who's this?
This is Ashley.
Hey, Ashley, what is your apple of choice?
Granny Smith.
Yeah, baby. That's what I'm talking about. How good is it?
Yeah, it's fantastic. The best.
It's a taste sensation.
It is. I couldn't agree more.
I'm disappointed, Ashley. Hey, Hot FM, who's this?
This is Jamie.
Hey, Jamie. What's your apple, mate?
Definitely the green Granny Smith.
See?
All the way.
That's what I'm talking about. That's my girl.
Is this going to be a bloodbath here?
It is going to be a bloodbath.
Hey, who's this?
Jamie.
Jamie, what's the best apple? Please don't say Granny Smith.
I'm with Loggy all the way here,
no!
Granny
yes!
Smith.
Thank you, Jamie.
Thanks for nothing, Jamie. You
love
ruined
it.
My day.
Cliffo, you're wasting your money. Granny Smith.
You're wasting my time, mate.
Hey, and out of all the apples, which one is the worst?
All red. I don't care what colour it is. You need
it's
green.
The Red Delicious. We need no vote.
It's an official cutoff. You're off. You're gone.